So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Tenet.
Okay.
So we're gonna follow this guy, right? The protagonist.
And what's his name?
I just told you.
Oh.
And he's gonna be part of this operation at an opera house, right? And there's some weird stuff going on. Like, he's saved by what seems to be a backwards bullet.
Oh, interesting.
And then he gets tortured by some bad guys and takes a little pill to kill himself.
Oh, okay. I mean, very short movie, but still very enjoyable.
No, that's... We're still gonna keep going.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, so it turns out being willing to take that pill was a test, and he's being recruited into this organization called Tenet.
That's the name of the movie.
It is, and so he's gonna talk to this guy for a little bit.
Sure, sure.
And then he's gonna go talk to this scientist lady for a little bit.
And what's she gonna tell him?
Well, she's gonna tell him about this thing called inversion, right?
Okay.
And when things are inverted, they move backwards through time instead of forwards, because they have reverse entropy.
Scientific-sounding things that I don't fully grasp are tight.
So, like, the protagonist can catch an inverted bullet that's lodged into something using his gun, right? Stuff like that.
Oh, wow, yeah, sounds cool. Just how? No, yeah, okay.
And he can also, like, catch an inverted bullet with his hand off a table, but as the scientist explains, he has to have dropped it. Like, if you watch the tape, he's always the cause of it moving, whether forwards or backwards, you know?
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah, no, I'm just kind of wrapping my head around it, but okay.
Well, we're gonna have that scientist lady literally say, don't try to understand it, just feel it. So you can go that route if you want.
Okay, I mean, I would like to understand, though, so I could kind of follow what's going on, but... Yeah, no, I'll get there.
Anyway, so she reveals that these inverted objects keep getting sent back from the future, right?
Okay.
And she thinks that maybe these are, like, remnants of a future war and that the world might end, but, like, in the past.
Okay. And so why did you continue that sentence in a completely different place?
Oh, well, sometimes we're gonna do that thing where a single conversation kind of spans over different locations just to keep things dynamic on screen, you know?
Right, okay, I mean, that does look good, but that means that the characters talk and then kind of pause their conversation, change locations, and then keep talking.
Yeah, it just keeps exposition scenes a little more fun to watch, you know? So then...
What are you doing?
I'm calling an Uber back to the office so I can finish that thought.
All right.
All right, he'll be here in 7 minutes.
Wow, 7 minutes, okay.
So then the protagonist has to go talk to this other guy, Neil.
Oh, he's gonna go talk to somebody else now, okay.
Yeah, and after that, he's gotta go talk to this other guy.
Okay, a lot of going from person to person and talking so far.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This time, it turns out it wasn't actually a guy he was supposed to go see. Turns out it was this lady.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, no, that is a pretty good twist, I guess.
Right.
Okay, so he's finally with the lady he needs to be talking to.
He is, yeah, and she's an arms dealer.
Amazing, okay, so what does he find out from her?
Oh, you're gonna like this. He finds out he's gonna have to go talk to another guy.
Okay.
And this guy, he tells him all about having to go talk to another guy.
Oh my god.
But to get to that guy, he's gonna have to talk to this lady first.
What is going on?
Oh, don't worry. Now, this lady's one of the main characters, so we're on track now.
Okay, thank god. So who is this lady?
Well, her name is Kat, and she's married to this Russian oligarch named Sador, and she freaking hates this guy.
Oh, how come?
He's actually controlling her, because she sold him a counterfeit painting, so now he's like, well, you can't see our son.
Very rude.
Yeah, extremely.
Okay, so now I know a little bit about this Kat lady. Tell me more about this protagonist guy. What's his backstory? Tell me about him.
No.
Well, what's his character arc?
Pass.
Okay, what's his emotional stake in the story?
Well, he doesn't want the world to end.
Right? Understandable, but what, like, emotionally?
Well, he lives in the world, so, you know, he doesn't want it to end.
Okay.
He also seems really invested in this cat lady, like, he really wants to protect her, seems to have some kind of bond with her.
Oh, okay, well, tell me more about that.
No.
Ah.
Look, it's just that I really want the movie concept and the action scenes to have a ton of breathing room, so we're not really gonna spend time on stuff like characters and stuff.
Okay, I mean, it's gonna be a little tough for me to care about the story if you don't give me anything in that department, though.
But it's gonna look very cool.
Oh, it's gonna be very cool. Okay, I didn't realize. Okay, never mind character then.
Okay, so now for Kat to bring the protagonist to her evil husband, he's gotta destroy this painting.
Okay, and so what's the plan?
Well, this thing's in this super protected vault, right? So the plan is, hold on, let me set the mood here. They kinda have to scope out this place in order to get an idea of the security system.
What?
But they need a distraction, so they plan on crashing this big plane into a building. That's gonna kind of
Was that something about a plane?
But then when they get there, there's like this weird vault thing, and this guy comes out of it, and he's like in reverse.
Can you lower that? Can you lower that, please?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
That was very loud music.
Yeah, it's very good music, though.
Right, okay, but I couldn't hear what you were saying. It's not gonna be like that in the movie, is it?
It is, yeah, because it's very good music, you know? It's gonna build up the tension.
I can't hear the talking.
But it's good music, though. So then the protagonist... protagonist is going to have this fight scene where he's like fighting this guy who's moving in reverse. It's going to be nuts.
Oh, yeah. No, that does sound cool.
And then we're going to finally meet this Russian oligarch and kind of figure out what his evil plan is.
Okay, and so what is his plan?
Well, so in the future, this scientist developed this algorithm that could kind of invert the world, right? Because they're all mad in the future about global warming, like we destroyed the planet.
Okay.
And she split up this algorithm into 9 pieces and hid them in the past because they would pretty much end the past and so maybe the future too.
And so the bad guy is putting this algorithm together?
Exactly. And he's actually dying, so he's kind of like, well, might as well take out the whole world with me as I go out.
So he has kind of the same motivation as a kid flipping a Monopoly board because he's losing.
Pretty much, yeah. So we're going to have this amazing car chase scene where some of the cars are moving backwards in time. It's going to be nuts.
Wow, 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 wow.
And then that cat lady's going to get inverse shot by her husband. And so the protagonist, he's going to risk the whole world to save her.
A little risky, but okay.
So they're going to invert themselves and start moving backwards through time.
And so how does that work?
Oh, there's some very cool stuff going on. For example, like oxygen flow goes the other way in this direction, so they need their own oxygen. Basically, everything's backwards, like explosions make things cold.
And so does that mean that like light receptors in people's eyes start emitting light?
What?
Do people have flashlight eyes?
No, I mean, please don't think about this too much.
How do inverted people poop? Does it go up?
Okay, so anyway, they're gonna travel back in time, and we're gonna find out that the protagonist was actually fighting himself, but in reverse.
Oh, very mind-bendy.
Yeah, and so they need to stop the bad guy from ending the whole world, so they team up with these time-traveling army guys that just kinda come out of nowhere.
Oh.
And they go on this freaking mission where one team is moving forwards through time shooting at people, and then another team waits a while and then move backwards through time through the same fight.
And so, like, who are they shooting at exactly?
Ah. Oh, no. So we're not really gonna see who they're shooting at, really. They're just kinda shooting off-screen, but I guess it's like some kind of
what?
So protagonist and army guy are gonna go into this bunker, but then Neil sees that they're in trouble, so he has to go help.
I'm not sure what's going on.
And there's like a dead body when they get there, but then the thing suddenly pops up and takes a bullet to save the protagonist. It's gonna be crazy.
Please turn that down.
Okay, let me turn that off. So anyway, it turns out that Neil actually sacrifices himself to save the protagonist.
Okay, so now I think that was entertaining, but also, what just happened?
Well, Neil's gonna explain that Tenet is actually founded by the protagonist and that he has a future in the past.
Okay.
So Neil waited with one of the teams until after the battle and then moved through it like in an inverted way backwards in time, but then he saw that the protagonist was in trouble, so he re-inverted himself and then saved him with a Humvee.
Right.
But then after that, he has a little talk with the protagonist and then he has to go re-invert himself to go take that bullet to save the protagonist's life.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay.
And so the protagonist is gonna keep moving forward through time, but then because inversion is the thing, he's actually the one who founded Tenet at a certain point in time, we're not sure when, and he's the one who recruited Neil.
Sure, yeah, okay, okay.
You understand? Do you get it?
It's a little complicated. I feel like maybe it'll be hard for the general audience to kind of grasp what's going on.
Actually, it's gonna be barely an inconvenience. Super easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, it's gonna be so confusing and hard to hear that people are gonna wanna go watch it a couple times.
Is that gonna work?
It might.
It seems a little risky.
Well, I mean, you gotta take a risk sometimes, right? It's not like the future of cinema depends on how this one movie performs.
I guess not.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. If you did, you know, press the like button and the subscribe button and leave a comment and all the YouTube standard things. Also, let me know if you have ideas for other movies I should do pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new video. Bye-bye.